As the summer approaches, thick and fast, there's one family member that we really don't want to leave behind, but sadly, they aren't always welcome in every establishment. So this morning, we wanted to talk about going on holidays, specifically with your pet, and to give us all the advice we need, I'm joined in studio by Pete Wedderburn, also known as Pete the Vet. Hello, Pete. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. This is a big one, a big topic, because I've had lots of distressed friends not being able to get their pets into kennels and stuff like that, having recently become pet owners. But there is a big source of guilt for pet owners who feel like they can't bring them on holiday and have to leave them in kennels, isn't there?
Well, you see, I think our attitude to our pets has changed, and we no longer see them really as kind of animals that just have very basic needs. We see them as little people who've got quite varied needs. They're like, you know, they've got emotions and they've got fears and anxieties, and we don't really want to leave them in a kennel where everything is strange around them. We want them to stay with us where we know they're going to be happy.
Yeah.
And you know, some of that is anthropomorphism, some of that is putting human thoughts into an animal's mind. But at the same time, we do know a lot more about animals' minds now, thanks to the likes of dynamic MRIs and better understanding of how brains work. We know that animals are much, much more like us than we used to think. And so, yes, these are fair concerns.
They are fair concerns.
They are.
No. Okay. So let's talk about it. How easy is it to travel with a pet around Ireland? For example, do you need to train a dog to spend a little bit more time in a car, for example? Or?
Yeah. I mean, to me, it makes sense that, like, animals don't really like surprises. They like things to change gradually. So if I was going to be taking my dog with me to the west of Ireland, let's say, for the month before I went, I would be taking the dog on lots of short trips around my local area.
Good advice.
And make sure that it's fun for them. So, for example, don't always just drive them to the vet where they might not want to go. You know, take them to a new area of woodland where they can have an interesting walk with different sights and smells and maybe different animals to see, and make sure that they have fun there. And when they come home, as soon as they get out of the car, give them their food, give them a little bit of a treat. So then they think, well, going in the car is a great thing to do because there's always something fun at the other end.
Okay, and what about if you are travelling to the West and you have a bit of a journey to do and you've done all that prior, how often would a dog need a break if you're travelling, you know, for water or toilet break? How long can they go for?
I think kind of common sense is a thing. So, like, if you've got a, you know, see how your dog's getting on. Mm. On average, probably stopping every half hour for a short walk or every hour, that's plenty. But if you've got a big, soft dog that's just lying there snoozing in the back area and is totally chilled out, then you can go for a bit longer. I don't think there are hard and fast rules about that.
Okay. Mm. Do we have many pet-friendly hotels in Ireland?
Well, that's where there's been a huge change. Over half of Irish households now have pets, and the number of people with pets went up by 20% during COVID. There was a big surge. So what that's created is a market pressure for people who run hotels, restaurants, tourist attractions to cater to that market. People have been asking them for pet-friendly facilities, and they've responded. So a lot of hotels now offer that, and they don't just tolerate pets, but they actually welcome them. So just like you might go somewhere and find little surprise chocolates or whatever for yourself in your hotel bedroom, there might be a little dog treat there now as well. So there's been a big change. There's a website actually called dogfriendlyireland.ie, and if you go there, you'll see some examples of the offers that are there for our pets.
And I'm sure another consideration for bringing your pet away to a new place is making sure you can find them if they get lost. They should be microchipped. Every dog should be microchipped, right?
Under Irish law, every dog should be microchipped anyway.
Okay.
But what do people, and I think nearly all dogs are, but the big issue, though, is making sure that the microchip database has your correct details. All the microchip is a long number, like a 15-digit number. That's all it is. So if that number isn't recorded on a database, it's no use at all to anybody. You can just say, this dog's chipped, but we don't know who the owner is. So what everybody should do is double check when they go to their vet. Ask your vet, can you confirm for me, Is my microchip database up to date? And vets can easily scan your dog, get the chip number, check online and confirm that for you.
Okay. Now, what about going abroad with a pet?
Well, that's got much easier as well. First of all, the technical side is you do have to have a pet passport. Just like you need a passport for yourself, your pet needs a pet passport. It's an EU pet passport. It's quite simple to get.
Do they have to get a little photograph?
Do you know what? There's a space for a photograph.
Oh, cute.
There's a space.
And doggy passport.
And a lot of people do like to put one in there, but it's not actually necessary.
Okay.
Because we don't use biometrics to recognise pets. We use a microchip. That's mm-hmm. what we do. So what you have to do is go to your vet. They'll scan your dog, confirm the microchip. And what they'll then do is they'll give your dog or cat a vaccination against rabies. And then 3 weeks later, that pet passport becomes valid. And you can then travel to the continent, to the UK, to the USA, Canada, whatever. You can travel then. And the only thing is that before you leave that country coming back again, you have to visit a local vet there to get a special tapeworm tablet for your dog. Because there are some tapeworms in other countries which we don't have in Ireland. And we don't want to bring them here. And the best way to keep them out is to treat all dogs and cats for them before they come back here.
Okay, very good. Mm. So just a quick visit to a vet and you can do that. Yeah, so and that's all that makes sense pretty easy.
And they'll stamp it into your pet passport then.
Okay, and then they'll let you on the flight or the boat or whatever. Now, nearly 90% of pet owners say that having a pet has a real positive impact on their mental health and well-being. So it's really worth considering bringing your pet on holidays, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think you also need to think about how you actually get to the foreign country, by the way. I think travel by air with animals is still a bit tricky. They can come in the cabin, but it's not generally welcomed at all. And so they tend to have to travel in the hold.
That's right.
But that's where there has been a big change. And ferry companies like Stenaline have just announced pet-friendly facilities, and that includes your pet being, your pet no longer has to stay, down the car decks with all the clunking machinery and the darkness and all that sort of stuff. They can come up to the decks with you now, and they have a pet-friendly lounge, and they have pet-friendly cabins. So if you're on a longer journey to France or whatever and staying overnight, you can actually have your dog or your cat sleeping beside you in your cabin there. And I think that's
amazing.
That's a really nice thing for them.
That's really good. And something that I really wasn't aware of, the last time I travelled with a dog is my dog got an ASBO in Bristol and I had to travel with him. He used to bark a lot. And I had to bring him back to Ireland, so I did have to put him in the hold. I have to put him on the flight.
And on aeroplanes, I think that can be tricky enough. I took my dog to London once and my dog was a bit shaken at the end of the flight. I didn't really feel great about it. So I love the idea that you can actually make a journey on a ferry actually a positive thing for a dog, just like it's a positive thing for, you can really enjoy a ferry journey. There's lots to do and lots to see and all that sort of stuff, entertainment and socialisation. So let your dog join in with you, or indeed your cat.
Yes, let's not forget about the cat people out there. Graham's looking, going, mention the cats. Okay, finally, what are the essentials to bring for your pet when you're going on holidays to keep them as happy and settled as possible? Like a dog blanket. I don't really want to be carrying. Would you bring a dog blanket?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
Yeah. I think if you bring as much of home as you can, it makes real sense. So dog blanket, dog bed, their usual food bowls. Bring a supply of their food as well. Animals don't generally like their diets changed dramatically. They like the old regulars. I think really that's about it.
Yeah.
Take some toys to them. Dogs love toys. I love these food-releasing toys. You know the ones like Kongs, or there's another one called Canine Connect.
And they have to chew it in peanut butter, or you can put stuff inside it and they can squeeze it out.
Exactly. Yeah. And that then means that they get entertained at the same time as they're getting some food and some positive reinforcement. Yeah. So, it's a think a bit about it and think about how your dog's going to spend your time. I think the main thing when you go on a holiday with a pet is to plan very carefully. So, don't just head off as you can head off by yourself without animals. You have to think, well, what's going to happen on every day and every hour when we're away? What are we going to do in the daytimes? Where are we going to stay? Where are we going to eat? And if you're traveling, make sure that you book it. Like Stenaline have these fabulous pet friendly cabins, but they only have a limited number, so you have to book it in advance. Mm. So don't wing it. If you're going with a pet, plan
like with carefully. Children, you can't wing it. You have to plan everything within an inch of your life.
It sounds boring, but it's not actually. It makes the journey much, much more fun.
And enjoyable, and you can relax. Pete the Vet, thank you so much. And if you have recently brought your pet on holidays and have any tips, I'd love to hear from you. Do let us know, because it's likely that over half of the people listening have a pet at home. So it's something that lots of you might want to consider. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.